Kunstradio. Radiokunst.
Kamera, Aktion!
I remember the day I arrived in California as if it was yesterday. The lonely Greyhound station of Los Angeles, smelling like hypodermic peas. The three underground cops who welcomed me with a sudden, no loitering, out. The lack of social and verbal skills of Californians, the size of the sandwiches and the Marines, the humongous size and absolute lack of flavor of the fruit. The width of the sky and the depth of the folds, the artificial happiness in the face of the blondes, the endemic anger in the face of the other than whites. That anger seemed one of the few real things in the movie. Scary but real, real pain, Comanche, deep loneliness, maestro.
Guten Abend. Bei einem ausnahmsweise fremdsprachigen Kunstradio begrüßt Sie Heidi Grundmann. 1992 möchte ich Ihnen einen Autor mit einer gleichnamigen Radioarbeit vorstellen. Einen Autor, der von sich sagt, er sei halb Dichter, halb bildender Künstler. Aber das ist wohl die am wenigsten schmerzhafte Zerrissenheit unter den vielen in seiner Identität. Er zählt zu den wichtigen mexikanischen Schriftstellern experimenteller Ausrichtung und ist zugleich einer der anerkanntesten Performance-Künstler in den USA. Als solcher wurde er vor kurzem mit dem renommierten und hochdotierten MacArthur-Preis ausgezeichnet. Sein Name lautet Guillermo Gómez Peña.
Guillermo Gómez Peña, por favor. I see myself as a citizen from San Diego, really.
How romantic.
Would you believe that one of my grandmothers was part German and part British? During the 40s, she wrote bilingual poetry in Mexico City, but no one was into that sort of thing back then. My other grandparents had a mixture of Spanish and Indian blood, so in a sense I am...
Fascinating. But I'm afraid we have to go back to our subject.
Das zentrale Thema des zwischen Mexico City und New York pendelnden Guillermo Gómez Peña ist die Suche nach einer amerikanischen Identität, die weit über die der USA hinausgeht und dem Rechnung trägt, dass Nord- und Südamerika nicht mehr einfach als zwei gegensätzliche, aber abgeschlossene Einheiten zu betrachten sind, sondern dass auch in Nordamerika die erste und die dritte Welt, schwarz und weiß, Englisch und Spanisch aufeinander prallen, miteinander verschmelzen.
Habla mas despacio.
No comprende, eh? Sorry, but the future of this continent is bilingual. For the border was a bilingual landscape.
Pardon?
One in which full meaning is never achieved.
Yo soy aprendiendo mexicano.
We were forced to speak Spanglish.
Español.
Español.
Unter der Suche nach einer neuen amerikanischen Identität schwelt eine tiefe und sehr alte Wunde.
In fact, American identity is a 500-year-old wound that has never healed.
Give me your ideas now. He was in Terry Julian Keel. Last I heard about half an hour ago, he was standing out of Avra Valley, so he should be down shortly.
La calcutización, la tijuanización, la fronterización, la tropicalización, la rascuachización, la piscuización. This is bilingual radio, a continental infection, and there's no antidote for it.
This is bilingual radio, a continental infection, and there's no antidote for it.
Zweisprachiges Radio hören Sie heute auch im Kunstradio, in dem ich Ihnen die Radioperformance 1992 von Guillermo Gómez Peña vorstellen möchte. Zuvor hören Sie Ausschnitte aus anderen Radioarbeiten des mexikanischen Autors, der zu den wichtigsten amerikanischen Radiokünstlern zählt. und sowohl für das American Public Radio wie auch für Universitäts- und Co-op-Radios sowie für Piratensender in ganz Amerika, aber auch in Großbritannien gearbeitet hat.
This is Radio Frontera FM, spoiling your dinner as always. 2,000 megahertz in todas las direcciones.
Queridos radioescuchas, les habla Joaquín Esteban Taylor, ministro de Cultura de Panamá. Some of you have expressed concern that we may be losing our culture. It is true that the US dollar is our official currency and that our president was sworn in at a US military base. Pero les aseguro que seguimos tan panameños y tan latinos como siempre.
Y propongo que de una vez por todas
In seinen Radio-Performances arbeitet Guillermo Gomez-Peña mit allen möglichen Formen des amerikanischen Radios. Von Nachrichten über die Musiksendung, die Reportage, das Feature bis hin zur Werbung. In öffentlich-rechtlichen Sendern zitiert er gerne Formen aus Piraten- oder kommerziellen Sendern und umgekehrt. Via Radio sorgt er auch manchmal für Höreraktionen. So stürmten nach einer Guillermo Gomez-Peña-Sendung Obdachlose, das Vernissage-Buffet einer New Yorker Galerie.
30, 40, 100, 300, no, 3,000 years of Mexican art at the Metropolitan Museum.
An adventure in wisdom and pride.
Authentic art. Authentic nostalgia. Quality control. Authentic art. Authentic nostalgia. Quality control.
Come to Vieques. Enjoy our tropical warmth.
Rest on our immaculate beaches, the whitest sand on earth.
Shop for our colorful crafts.
Date our exotic men and women.
Drink our Bacardi rum at sunset on the terrace of your bungalow. Come to Vieques. You will sleep peacefully. You will be protected by the U.S. military bases that occupy most of our island.
Call your travel agent or the nearest Navy recruitment center.
This announcement was brought to you by the Borinquen Chamber of Commerce.
Immer wieder fließen in Guillermo Gomez-Peñas Radio-Performances auch autobiografische Passagen ein oder solche, die zur Biografie vieler in die USA emigrierter Lateinamerikaner zählen könnten.
I am my parents' youngest and darkest child. I was born morenito y peludo, a dark and hairy thing at the Spanish hospital of Mexico City.
Was this a problem for you, Guillermo?
Not really. 90% of all Mexicans were mestizos like me. In a sense, I grew up raceless. I realized that my world wasn't completely raceless either. I became aware of skin privilege when my slightly darker schoolmates began to treat me with extra respect. To them, I was white. Sort of.
But what does it mean to be white in Mexico?
To come from buena familia, to be mysteriously linked to Spain. See, in Mexico, race has more to do with class. But wait, let me ask you something. Has anybody here ever asked you what it means to be white?
Well, not really. But I'm asking the questions.
Guillermo Gómez-Peña macht, wenn sich Gelegenheit ergibt, auch Fernsehkunst. So zum Beispiel beteiligte er sich an der Fernsehsendung State of the Arts, in der amerikanische Künstler gegen Zensurtendenzen in den USA protestierten. Gómez-Peñas Performances in Galerien und Museen sind Sprechströme aus einem Work in Progress, in dem das Bild einer zukünftigen Welt gezeichnet wird, die nur allzu sehr den heutigen USA gleicht.
Dear listener, do you know the difference between cultural exchange and colonialism? Between vampirism and creative appropriation? We are here to help you figure it out. Today, we are going to talk to Enrique Méndez Orduño, advisor on Latin American affairs for Arte America, a new program of the USIA.
Guillermo Gómez-Peña gehört zu den Gründungsmitgliedern einer internationalen Künstlergruppe, für die die Grenze zwischen Mexiko und den USA nicht nur ein wichtiges Thema, sondern auch Schauplatz künstlerischer Aktionen ist. In einer Radioarbeit für das Museum of Contemporary Art in Los Angeles schildert Gómez-Peña eine solche Aktion, die er 1986 zusammen mit dem nach Kanada ausgewanderten US-Dichter David Chaim gemacht hat.
It's January 1st, 1986, midday. It's windy here at the Border State Park, the main juncture of Anglo and Latin America. David and I are sitting on the fenceless beach facing one another. He's in Mexico, I'm in the US, and we are illegally holding hands. He's wearing a mask of myself and vice versa, and various INS agents are looking at us with infrared binoculars. We feel totally privileged. If any authority from either side decides to come, we simply have to walk one foot to be out of their reach. Isn't this marvelous?
Hey, come here! You!
David is calling attention to himself. People begin to gather.
In this our zeal to make evident our identity, let's proceed to destroy this border by widening it. We are meeting here to announce that the border is a new country, a juxtaland that surrounds every nation. It is not just a fictional state. It is a real place and a surreal situation.
Compadres, this is the main intersection where 100 borderlines vector, politus linguae storibum dollar, from General Dynamics alfombra de neutrones to the end of the world, from Camp Pendleton cortina de balazos to Tegucigalpa, from Bank of America drenaje de diamantes to the old TJ casino, from Barrio Logan.
At this moment, Guillermo is standing right in between the two countries, slowly turning to face a curious aggregation of children, dogs, sunbathers, policemen, and vendors from both sides.
Hollywood Massacre de Ilusiones to the rest of the world, from Alta to Baja California, from me to you to them. These are the unspoken borders, the real ones, and we crack them open.
Grenzen, ein immer wiederkehrendes Motiv im Leben und in der Kunst des Guillermo Gómez-Peña, der auch Herausgeber einer zweisprachigen Kulturzeitschrift ist, mit dem bezeichnenden Titel The Broken Line, La Linea Quebrada.
America is no longer the continent you imagine. Audio Graffiti FM, buscando un nuevo lenguaje para expresar sus temores y deseos interculturales.
Hi, everybody out there. It's time for your favorite radio contest, Pura by Cultura. We'll play the sounds and you just phone in the answer. Tell us what it is or who's singing it, and you'll immediately win an airplane ticket to any city in the American continent with the exception of Havana, of course.
Esta es Radio Educación, construyendo una nueva identidad para nuestro atormentado continente, América poscolombina.
Good evening. At the top of the news tonight, the American television series Kojak is voted the most popular program in the Peruvian Andes.
A Colombian drug lord claims his role models are Al Pacino and Marlon Brando.
Two Mixteco migrant workers were shot to death by an all-American death squad in Encinitas, California.
A Chicago appellate court decides that the firing of a Guatemalan supermarket cashier for speaking Spanish on the job was not racially motivated.
The Pope and the King of Spain are preparing the 500th celebration of the Discovery of America. 12 Latin American countries have decided to participate.
Ja, und heuer ist es soweit. Die 500-Jahr-Feiern lassen sich nicht aufhalten. Guillermo Gomez Peña hat im Auftrag des Los Angeles Festivals eine Trilogie von Radio-Performances mit dem Titel 1992 begonnen. Hören Sie nun den ersten Teil dieser Trilogie. 1992 von Guillermo Gomez Peña.
This program performance has been authorized by the Ministry of Border Culture.
In this radio epic, our anti-hero Mexican performance artist El Charrolador confronts a not-so-new reality on this side of the border.
In April of 1492, Columbus departed from the Port of Palos in three state-of-the-art carabelas, La Pinta for the prisoners, La Nina for the child molesters, y La Santa Maria for the religious fanatics.
Cuando venía en el mar Cristóbal Colón, sufrí una terrible decepción porque la niña, la pinta y la Santa María bailaban el buguito ditito el día.
Columbus arrived in America without papers. Don't we all secretly wish he had been deported right away?
In April of 1942, my uncle Pepe departed from Mexico City with 100 pesos in his pocket. He arrived in Los Angeles without papers and became a clothing designer for prominent pachucos. De una lengua a otra, de una ciudad a otro país, a otro continente o sueño, partimos y en proceso de estallar estamos sin vivir y estar. I remember speaking in tongues since I was 12, always wondering if I was mad or enlightened, either or.
I remember things in English or Spanish. English for politics, Spanish for love. English for praxis, Spanish for theory. English for time, Spanish for space. English for art, Spanish for literature. Lingua la ars fronterica.
Hey, have I finally lost my accent?
¡Ay, compadre Monche! Ahora sí le rompió un puente. Menos mal que no fue de los dientes.
1983, Los Angeles. Mexican performance artist GGP addresses a group of Latino gang members and ex-pintos.
I speak Spanglish 'cause reality's broken. I speak weird, bato, 'cause times are weird, que no. I stutter 'cause I'm about to die in front of your very eyes, I'm dying.
As a Mexican is dying and a Chicano's being
born. I am giving birth to the new passenger of my body, the illegal version of the discovery.
Adios,
Adiós, Guillermo III, capitán de barco hundido. Adiós, Comanche Pinto, guerreros de experimentos marginales. Adiós, super mojado, samurái de cruces cumbancheras. Adiós, muchachos, compañeros de la risa. Adiós, país de promesas desmembradas. Adiós, me muero, regreso y me volteo hacia mi nueva corteza ontológica.
¿Ontológica? Onto y lógica, ontamos. Y con la mismísima capa del tinieblas, el más chido luchador, catapulto mis poemas hacia el norte.
I wear dark glasses and a feather boa and play with my hair. I sound like a cheap Latino actor.
Cámara, acción.
I remember the day I arrived in California as if it was yesterday. The lonely Greyhound station of Los Angeles, smelling like hypodermic peas. The three underground cops who welcomed me with a sudden, no loitering, out. The lack of social and verbal skills of Californians, the size of the sandwiches and the Marines, the humongous size and absolute lack of flavor of the fruit. The whiff of the sky and the depth of the faults. The artificial happiness in the face of the blondes. The endemic anger in the face of the other than whites. That anger seemed one of the few real things in the movie.
Scary but real, real pain, Comanche, deep loneliness, maestro.
Hello, hermano de la gran conspiración. Did you ever arrive? Were you able to jump over the fence? Could you step into the mirror without cutting yourself? Without slashing your epidermic dignity? Did you make it into the new decade? Or did you arrive in time to participate in the change? Or did you witness it from a distance?
Today, you have two choices in America. Contribute to Gringos Troika, or let nostalgia drive you bananas. Verbigracia.
I remember yodeling in the Alps with a group of Swiss peasants. I remember howling in the Rockies with my immigrant friends, drunk out of our minds and our countries. I remember dancing salsa in the mountains of North Carolina with a bunch of southern artists. Dancing yu-yu in a London bar with a bunch of Rasta blondes. I remember not knowing where I was anymore, inside or outside myself.
The borders were drifting away, the map was catching on fire, weather changes in every place of your psyche, rowdy winds demolishing your fragile identity.
Auxilio!
Auxilio, you said in perfect Spanish, but no one was there to rescue you.
I remember my first appointments with the guardians of cultural misunderstanding. I remember being thrown out of a deli because I said I wanted a kidnap instead of a napkin. I remember being sent to secondary inspection because I told a humorless border guard I had an appointment with freedom. I remember each of the seven times the California police busted me for looking suspicious, for looking Iranian, for looking exactly like the dealer they were after, for stealing my radio, for wearing a wrestler mask on the 4th of July, for walking at night in a country which has forbidden darkness. I am glad I am able to remember these moments and share them with you as art. My body Elastic, my body celluloid, my body passional, my body folkloric, my body cartographic, my body cyberpunk, my body rupestre, my body ceremonial, my body militant, my body metaphor, my bloody body cuerpo adentro, mi interno en un concierto de adioses, me amortajo hacia el futuro incierto. Adiós, adiós, década del pánico, siglo del progreso, milenio de la guerra, arte occidental, arte conceptual. Adiós, adiós.
Bienvenidos al gran espacio público del futuro. Welcome to the great public space of the future, where the South is the main speaking subject, y también la memoria del origen.
Origen. Principio. Silencio.
Son las mañanitas que cantaba el rey David, hoy por ser día de tu santo.
My grandmother received 87 phone calls on her past birthday, one for every year of life. She said that birthday was her last one on earth, and we all knew she was telling the truth.
Next day, the Nicaraguan Revolution celebrated its 10th anniversary, and the streets of Mexico City felt strangely safe.
Today, September 4th, 1989. We're celebrating Labor Day in Seattle while the Klan demonstrates against Mexicans in Georgia.
Ironía. 100% ironía.
Christmas night at the Basilica de Guadalupe in Mexico City. My family and I are wearing all black. I remember so many memorable deaths throughout my years. Documented deaths, undocumented years.
Ernesto Guevara, mi prima Judith, Neruda, Rosario Castellanos, Althusser, Fassbinder, Cortázar, Roque Dalton, Allende, José Alfredo Jiménez, Indira Gandhi, Joseph Beuys, Sid Vicious, Ana Mendieta, my father, Abby Hoffman, Pedro Vargas. Amen.
Estoy queriendo cada día más.
Me dicen el half and half, half Indian, half Spaniard, half Mexican, half Chicano, half son, half father, half artist, half writer, half wolf, half shark, half always, half never. And you, my dear sea, will you dare to love such incomplete creature? The Spaniards, the Yankees and the art world left me all fractured and angry.
Yo quimo mictilique, no tatsin iguan ye jimanon, no matzinguel homo yucatli gaya, tapano calaque in gringos, iguan san, o quimose molomichtlicotlique.
Does he speak in Tarahumara, Esperanto, or Cholopunk? Is he being interrogated by Cortez or the Border Patrol?
I see my dear friends three times a year. Cried unexpectedly, once a month. Sleep in my bed for less than a week. Visit jails and theaters to purge the bilis of history.
right to keep the thread that links me to your ear, perform to maintain my mental sanity and political integrity.
Real place, real date, real time.
Dear citizens of Arte America, you are my only constituency. Only you know what I look like. Only you know what today is on my mind.
9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I dreamt the U.S. had become a totalitarian state, controlled by satellites and computers. I dreamt that in this strange society, poets and artists had no public voice whatsoever. Thank God it was just a dream. In English.
English only. Just a dream. Not a memory. Repeat with me.
Vivir en estado de sitio is a translatable statement. To live in state of siege es susceptible de traducción. A Mexican in San Diego, a Puerto Rican in New York, a Moroccan in Paris, a Pakistani in London. Definitely a translatable statement.
Vivir en estado de alerta is also translatable, my dear. To live in a state of alert, with your wings ready to flap and your eyes ready to question. Why? Why? A child of the Mexican crisis, a new foreigner in the art world, allowed to exhibit his wounds in immaculate neon coffins.
Why?
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 San Diego, Channel 10. Super Mojado loses his cool in the middle of a TV interview. The producers are crapping their pants.
Yeah. See. The Spaniards arrived on a Monday. I left my country on a Tuesday. And the San Juanico fires occurred on a Wednesday. And the Mexico City earthquake on a Thursday. My father died on a Friday, and my son was born on a Saturday. My best performance ever took place on a Sunday, I think. In each of these days, a bunch of us Mexican wolves got together to lick each other's tears. Cause you know, carnales, this kind of pain is only bearable as ritual.
I grab a candle and drink.
And my psyche is the only document left.
Amo otninaya weyi Kwawatlian Iwan de Tlacatleacatl, Pepsi Cola.
We remember dreaming about the arrival of Cortes, not knowing exactly what a hairy man on a horse was. We thought they were gods, and our destiny was to welcome them.
I still carry the weight of that mistake.
It is my faith to welcome you to my performance continent.
I wonder, when will the cycle break?
Anoche no dormí. Lo que hice fue llorar.
When Columbus arrived in La Española, he was convinced he had found a shortcut to the Indies. The very discovery of this continent was a flat misunderstanding, and let's not forget that misunderstanding is the seed of all violence.
There is an insurrection in my mind, and a bunch of German tourists record my voice with an agra.
Hello, raza. Can you hear me? I am standing right on the U.S.-Mexico borderline, with a foot in each country, see? The line is actually bisecting my manhood. I've got a Mexican huevo and an American one. And on top of that, I got a poem for you. Check it out.
I snap my fingers.
Soy el otro fuera de mí, el otro dentro de ti, el other tras de ti, tu sombra espanticida, your sticky Mexican shadow. Y al borde de la border me reclino y te reclamo.
To give me that loving, cause next to him there is no other one. He's very sexy and oh so sweet, and he knocks me off my feet. Say it!
In order to multiply the perceptual readings of my identity, I always try to create interference during the broadcast. Verbi gracia.
Texas, 1990, Christian Radio.
Good evening, children of evil. There is a war in the streets of America, in the schools and parks of your neighborhoods, in your very home and workplace, between races and generations, men and women, hippies and punks, cops and minorities, aesthetics and political artists. A nasty war is taking place right now, in this very moment. Someone out there wishes my words were lies.
Tonight, we have a very distinguished guest, a border warrior, a modern Geronimo, whose life epitomizes this historical paradigm.
I pull off my wrestling mask.
My green card states, resident alien número 001419-32. My last medical exams reveal high cholesterol and low blood pressure, tumors in the US side of my brain, a hemorrhage in my vocal cords, my bank account is empty, my desire is one day to go back, from Anahuac to Extremadura, my ergo motor reads, to sail the waves of horror vacui, cruzar el estrecho del Mictlán. Will you wait for me in the other side of the ocean? Will you wait for me in the other side of my tongue? And you, my dear Juliana, will you still wait for me under the red tree of Cocotero 110?
Bueno, operadora, ¿me comunica con alguien del público? ¿Aló? This is the voice of my inner radio. Do you have anything to confess tonight?
Mouth is dry, liver is weak, veins are swollen. Haven't slept in 12 years, haven't stopped walking since I left. Haven't quite arrived to the north of my dream. I'm not even sure if there is a north, really.
I stand up and prepare myself to be executed.
I've been shot 7 times on a stage and 48 times in my imagination. I descend from the best tradition of performance art, when political crisis meets cultural dislocation and aesthetic exuberance. Latin America is always my point of departure and the US my point of coalition. My objective...
I am here to conflict with your plans. The future, my dear, is not entirely yours. Despite the form of Contadora, Cardenismo, Chicanismo, Sandinismo, Aprismo, Torrijismo, you must struggle with my arrogance.
¿Acaso estoy en un lecho de rosas? Cuauhtémoc told Cortés while his feet were roasting. Am I in a bed of roses?
No! No! No más besos! No! No! No más besos! No! No! No más besos!
Borderfield Park, 2 years after the fall of the Berlin Wall.
I lie on the beach, waiting for Christopher Columbus to discover me for the 500th time.
Columbus! Columbus! Ra, ra, ra! Columbus! Columbus! Ven acá! Columbus! Columbus!
It's October 12, midday, and the cameras are waiting like me. Televisa and CBS are ready to record history, or better said, to reinvent it. The fanfares of Turismo are growing intense. My heart speeds up as my tongue goes physically crazy.
But this time, Columbus didn't arrive. Spain and Italy were so busy fighting over credits that the entire production was postponed till 99.
It's me, the continental vato. 4 bloods, 3 languages, 2 faces, 1 heart. And I am filled with questions about you. Are you a citizen of this time and place? Or are you still clinging to an order that began to die 5 centuries ago? Are you proto-American or post-Columbian? Are you willing to co-write with me the next chapter?
México lindo y querido, si muero lejos de ti, que digan que estoy dormido y que me traigan aquí. Que digan que estoy dormido y que me traigan aquí. México lindo y querido.
Das war 1992 eine Radioperformance von Guillermo Gomez Pena, produziert im Auftrag des Los Angeles Festivals von Toucan Productions in Miami. Heute in einer Woche, am 7. Mai, steht auf dem Programm des Kunstradios ein Gedicht. Der 7. Mai von Andreas Okopenko.